This is a Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be as well as long as you've not played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days, because here's your chance right here and right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS on your cell phones, star KTRS. If you don't mind, I'll get a plug-in for my syndicated weekend show, which is called America Weekend. Airs on radio stations all around the country at various times. KTRS airs it Saturday night and Sunday night at midnight. And if you want to catch up with podcasts from that show from previous weeks, you can always go to the Paul Harris page on KTRS.com and find them there. All right, we're ready to go with the Harris Challenge, and here's contestant number one. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Before we find out about you, let's remind our listeners that the Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and that is Ladies Night on Wednesdays at the Stratford. And every Thursday night, the Well Hungarians are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, also no cover charge, and amazing food. All right, Daniel, now your five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, get your commercial sponsorship opportunity in, whatever you want. The 5 seconds are yours on the public airwaves.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories until that button gets pushed here on Friday afternoons and they come spilling out. And always, our first category is the topical one, have you been paying attention? The second category is daylight movie time. We are going to daylight saving time on Sunday. Just a reminder, spring ahead, Saturday night, Sunday morning. You lose an hour of sleep. And by the way, no bitching and moaning about that on Monday. It's an hour of your life. Have you never stayed up an extra hour late or gotten up an extra hour early in your life?
And it stays lighter.
Yes. People whine about this every spring and every fall. Have you never gone to a different time zone?
My body clock's all thrown off.
Not like it's 13 hours difference. It's not like you have to set the clock from 7 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what's going on now. It's an hour. Get over it. So we have that category if you'd like it. Also, on Sunday night, the Fox Television Network is going to air a series called The Cosmos, which was originally done on PBS in 1980, by the late, great Carl Sagan. And for probably about 10 or 20 years, it was the most watched show in PBS history. Now, Fox is bringing it back. Seth MacFarlane is one of the executive producers. And he got Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is arguably this generation's Carl Sagan, great astrophysicist and a guy who can take complex science and put it in simple terms. He is going to do the new version of Cosmos. And Carl Sagan's widow, Anne Druyan, who co-wrote the original with Carl, worked on this with Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to air Sundays for, I think, like the next 13 weeks on Fox and hopefully get a big audience there. So we've got a category called not the Cosmos, but the Cosmos. So you can have that or the topical category, have you been paying attention, or daylight movie time. What'll it be, Daniel?
Gosh, daylight movie time.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on one, you can come back and get it as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded out the one-minute mark, because that's when I tally up the points. And if you get less than half the points, you'll be punished. But if you can get to eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, from
Thank
where...
Thank you for dragging that out so that I could go
yeah,
as long as possible.
I was pausing, too, so you could get all that in.
Pausing.
And from Werenberg Theaters. We have your choice of movies, like you can have 300, The Rise of an Empire, or Nonstop with
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. The Lego Movie, or Need for Speed. We have a few others to choose from.
Okay. You can get any of those prizes, or if you get all the questions right, you get all of the prizes for a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
That's what you're playing for here, Daniel. You ready to go?
Yep.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played James Bond in The Living Daylights? Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, or Roger Moore?
Roger Moore.
Timothy Dalton. For which of these did Daniel Day-Lewis not win an Academy Award? In the Name of the Father, Lincoln, or There Will Be Blood?
In the Name of the Father.
Correct. In what city did Ferris Bueller's Day Off take place? New Orleans, New York, or Chicago?
Chicago.
Correct. Which Friends star appeared in the 1998 movie 6 Days, 7 Nights? Was it David Schwimmer, Matthew Perry, or Lisa Kudrow?
Lisa Kudrow.
David Schwimmer. You need this for the win. Who starred in the 1996 action movie Daylight? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, or Sly Stallone?
Sly Stallone.
The correct answer is Sly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel, you got the 2, the 3, and the 5. 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move on to our second contestant. Hello, Sheila.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's been a long week, and I'm ready to go home and have a beer.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention, the cosmos, or the odds on how you'll die?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Sheila, let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Ukraine say it will quit if Russia invades? The European Union, the UN Security Council, or the Paralympics?
The UN Security Council.
Paralympics, which are being held in Sochi. Which state's legislature is the latest to consider banning smoking in cars with children as passengers? Illinois, New Mexico, or Ohio?
Ohio.
Illinois. In what state is 18-year-old Rachel Canning suing her parents for child support, private school tuition, college expenses, and legal fees? New Jersey, New York, California.
New Jersey.
Correct. Which state's legislature passed a bill this week banning upskirt photos the day after a judge ruled there was no law against them? Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Correct. An Arkansas judge is in trouble for revealing details of a Hollywood star's adopted son. Is she Angelina Jolie, Charlize Theron, or Drew Barrymore?
Oh, tell me those choices again.
I'm going to give you a shot here. Angelina Jolie, Charlize Theron, or Drew Barrymore?
Theron.
Charlize Theron is correct. And that's 12 points, Sheila. You know why I'm doing that? Because we're going to be so exhausted next week from the switch to daylight.
I don't have the energy to give away all these prizes.
I felt your pain, Sheila. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. Contestant number 3.
Was that the clean sweep?
No, that was... She missed the first 2, okay. Actually. Lynn, you're next on the Harris Challenge. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not a lot to say. I'm pretty tired, too. Glad it's Friday.
All right, you have the cosmos... The odds on how you'll die, or they have a huge EGOT.
The odds on how you'll die.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Lynn, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which is more likely that you'll die from cancer or a gunshot?
Cancer.
Correct. Which is more likely that you'll die from flu and pneumonia or being hit by lightning?
Flu and pneumonia.
Correct. Which is more likely that you'll die from a snake, lizard, or spider bite or from flesh-eating bacteria?
Spider bite.
Bacteria. Which is more likely that you'll die from a car accident or a heart disease?
Heart disease.
Correct. Which is more likely that you'll die in a plane crash or from something falling and killing you?
Something falling and killing you.
The numbers on this, the odds of you dying in a plane crash, 659,000 to 1. The odds of being killed by something falling on you, 373,000. To 1. You are correct. By the way, in heart disease, chances of dying from that, 388 to 1. Car accident, 6,500 to 1. Flesh-eating bacteria, 1.2 million to 1. But snake, lizard, spider bite, 54 million to 1. You got a better chance of dying from flesh-eating bacteria than the spider, lizard, snake bite. Flu and pneumonia, 4,000 to 1. Lightning, 3 million to 1. Gunshot, 8,800 to 1. Cancer, just under 500-1. So let's see how you did here, Lynn. You got all but the three, which means you got 12 points, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're giving away lots of donuts and movies today. Let's see if we can give some to you, Scott.
Well, I am in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, well, it's about, about 65 degrees too warm?
For what?
Oh, I'm going to miss winter.
Well, you know what? Don't think of it as 65 degrees. Think of it as 17 Celsius.
I'm good with that.
Which category would you like? There are two left. The Cosmos, or you can have, they have a huge EGOT.
Cosmos.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Seinfeld character's first name was Cosmo?
Kramer.
Correct. Which rock band did an album called Cosmo's Factory? Genesis, CCR, or Pearl Jam?
CCR.
Correct. On what classic animated TV show would you find Cosmo Spacely?
Jetson.
Correct. Who reinvented Cosmo as a magazine for modern single career women when she became editor-in-chief in the mid-1960s?
Where's my multiple choice?
You either get it right or wrong. Those are your multiple choices. You can pass if you want.
Yeah.
In what movie did Tommy Lee Jones' character, Marshal Sam Girard, have an assistant named Cosmo Renfro?
The Fugitive.
Correct. All right. Who reinvented Cosmo as a magazine for modern single career women when she became editor-in-chief in the mid-1960s?
Helen Gurley Brown.
You can always tell a Cosmo guy because he's the guy who gets the clean sweep.
Wow.
Got them all right. Nicely done there, Scott.
Cosmo.
I was going to call him Cosmo.
Yeah. Cosmo Kramer.
Congratulations. All 15 points means you get all the prizes. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how to pick them up, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just a shout-out to my husband and son who are on their way back from Truman State University.
Well, say their names.
Jim and Zach.
Okay. Is this a possible college for Zach?
He's a freshman.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The category we have left up here is they have a huge EGOT. Do you know what EGOT is?
I think so, but I don't want to say because I think it might be wrong.
Well, if you ever watch 30 Rock, you know that Tracy Jordan, played by Tracy Morgan, right, had a big thing around his neck. EGOT stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Gotcha.
On Sunday night, last Sunday, a guy by the name of Robert Lopez became the 12th person in history to win all four of those awards, making him an EGOT winner. He and his wife wrote the song Let It Go from Frozen, which got the Oscar for Best Original Song. This category is about some of the 3 years later won three Tonys for turning the producers into a Broadway musical.
Is there another question?
Yes.
Oh.
Marvin Hamlisch's EGOT includes three Oscars, including Best Score, for which 1973 movie that starred Paul Newman and Robert Redford?
I know it. He has the girl on the bicycle, and he's riding in a circle.
I think this is a classic example of when you're listening and you're playing along, it seems so easy.
Absolutely.
And then you get on the air and something just happens inside the brain.
Yep.
You're thinking of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, aren't you?
Yep.
Was the other one Mel Brooks?
Well, wait a second. The correct answer was not Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. It was their other movie together, The Sting. You are correct. The producers was Mel Brooks, Stan. And John Gielgud was Dudley Moore's butler in Arthur. Alert the media.
I'm ready.
And by the way, that Russell Brand remake should just be taken out and shot.
That was horrible.
Michelle, you got the one and the two for 3 points, and you are going to get punished now. Here for our punishment, we go local. Kent Earhart from Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
This week did a thing on Good Day St. Louis, or whatever that show is they have on in the morning.
Right.
In which they wanted to do a tie-in with the Queen musical that's coming to the Fox called We Will Rock You. And so Kent Earhart went to the School of Rock here in St. Louis to learn, he already plays guitar, to learn how to play some other instruments and do his own solo version with some overdubbing of a Queen song. Here's how that worked out. This is Kent on all the instruments and vocals. Thank you.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
Kind of lost the beat there just a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
Oh, he's kind of losing the losing time again.
That coordination between left hand and right hand doesn't quite work.
Come on, Ken.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, somebody better put you back into your place.
It's like the Channel 4 crew went out for karaoke one night, and Ken said, all right, I'll be first. He does get to guitar here, and this is him. That's not horrible.
No.
That's not good. You know, I really shouldn't be talking. I'm not a musician. Ian, you're laughing. No. You're not a musician. We have here our own Randy Jackson-like professional musician, Dan Strauss. What do you think of Ken Earhart?
He's not bad.
I thought it was a little pitchy.
It was.
I have to tell you, my son just sent me a text, and he said, you blew it, ha, ha, ha. I have to say to him, Zachary Jefferson, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Whoa, there you go.
He's listening in.
Yeah, by the way, Zach, that second semester of college that you're in now could be your last if you keep talking to Michelle like that. Michelle, I'm glad you played. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thank you, too.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS, and, of course, worldwide via KTRS.com.